Hello and welcome to sportradio.com.au's coverage of the final night of the Opals World Challenge. Craig Revell and Simon Peters with you for the opening game in two nights. Well, hostilities. Well, it's a hostile one if ever there was. China versus Chinese Taipei is what's going to kick it off for us tonight. And Simon, it has been an interesting series so far. Chinese Taipei absolutely over the moon with their performance last night. We all hope they can back up that determination they displayed here tonight.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think their coach, was it, she said they wanted to keep Americans under 100, or you weren't sure whether it was under 100 or the lead by under 100, but they did both, certainly. So they played very, very well. They made, in the first half, they made America look not ordinary, because they never look ordinary, but really took it to them and played very, very well. And then, you know, turning around and looking at China's performance against the Opals last night, this could be a real humdinger, this game. It could be very, very good, very close. And as you mentioned, a little bit of political tension could spice up the game to the nth degree, and we could see a really good game.
Yeah, I'm sure we could as well. As Sharon Arnold goes through and gives the high five to everyone across the bench and the sport radio broadcast.
Anyone will have her.
And, well, Terry, after a very exciting game last night for Chinese Taipei and really taking it to the USA, leading for a long time, I guess going up against the old enemy in China is going to be an interesting game.
其实中国跟我们来讲，我们在一两年，我们有很多的交流，所以其实彼此对打法都蛮熟悉的。不过因为我们今年的状况目前不是调整的很好，所以如果我们能够在20分以内，我觉得我们已经算打得不错了。Right
throughout this tournament, you've been battling a height issue, but China isn't quite as tall as what Australia and the USA are, so you'd be feeling a lot more confident going into this game.
美国跟澳洲来讲，我觉得当然美国还是实力比较强，可是澳洲的这个球员的压迫感非常好，所以我们很期待这样的一场球赛，对我们来讲是一个很好的经验。All
in all, how are the girls feeling? No injuries coming out through the tournament, or you're having to manage them throughout the game?
Injuries 多多少少都有一点，不过很不幸的，文琪今天肠胃炎可能上不了场。不过终于到最后一场很久了，我们会全力以赴。Good
luck tonight.
Okay,
谢谢。 Tom Maher, after a very interesting night last night against the Australians, you'll be looking to turn things around tonight.
I want to kick on from where we left off. You know, winning this game isn't winning the war for us. You know, of course, I'd have to seriously consider it a humiliation if we lost them. But they're a good, honest team, and they can shoot great. But we're about getting better every day we come, right? So that, you know, of course you want to win. No, I want to win this much anyway. But it's fool's gold if you don't get better. You know, and we've just got to keep getting better. I don't want to. If we don't learn the lessons that the Opals taught us and the lessons the US taught us, we've wasted our trip here.
You were very frustrated with the way the girls started last night, but as the night went on, they seemed to start to play more to your liking.
Well, they just didn't quit, so that's what I was happy with. So, you know, it's we've been soft in the past in that area. Get down, it's all over. You know? So that's the first step. You gotta play hard, regardless of the situation. You've got to be above that. So when they quit, I thought, well, it's not all so bad, you know.
And what have you seen as development-wise from these girls over the course of the journey?
Well, we've got one player. She has. We've had a couple of very good players here. Haven't had great tournaments, but I think they're making adjustments, and so their skills have to be. You know, like if you try and play at a higher level more persistently, your skills have to catch up. So I'm happy with their effort and their mentality. So I think we'll see some fruit. We'll see some fruit that maybe wasn't so evident, you know. But you know, we need all our players. You know, we Australia. I think it just almost field two teams, you know, that would want to compete for the top eight. Certainly their first team would, maybe their second team wouldn't, but they'd only be a few players short. Well, we can't do that. We've got to have our best players, you know. So that was obvious here. We need just the athletic talent of our best players. So you know, we should get two of them back for sure. So you know, it's obviously needed.
Well, all the best for tonight.
Thank you.
Well, we get set for what should be an entertaining game. Now I'm having a bit of a trouble with our score sheet. We were hoping to use the official score sheet here. As I get it back now, it hasn't been reset. It hasn't been resetting properly for us here. But it will be Zhao Yong, Li Ji, Zhao Li, Zhao and Nan to start for the People's Republic of China. And for the Chinese Taipei, it'll be Wei Chan, Fen Changi, Lan, Pei Chan, Cao, Chang Yi Lu are the starting five. So I'll be going with Wei Chan, Chang, Lan, Cao, and Lu for clarity, because there is a number of Lins and a number of Chus and Chi Wens, all that sort of thing out there. So you might not hear me give you the official name for the girls, but we're certainly trying to go with as much clarity as possible. And, it's going to be an interesting game, to say the least.
Sport Radio have negotiated a bit of a billeting job for all of our broadcasters. We're going to head over to China and do some practice before the Beijing Olympics. Make sure that we get up on our Chinese Taipei pronunciations before 2008.
Well, we look forward to an exciting game here on sportradio.com.au. We're about to bring you all the action from China versus Chinese Taipei. Chang and Nan. Nan gets the tap back to... Oh, here we go. I'm going to have to go back to this one already. To Humai. Humai goes right side to Lan. Back to Humai. Right side is Humai working around the arc. Gets inside to Lan. And Lan called for the foul is...
Yeah, first personal on Bian Lan.
Yeah, Lan's called for the foul. And I've just realized that I'm going to have to do a couple of quick... quick modifications. As it goes into Nan puts up the shot, doesn't fall. Chasing after it hard is Li Ji, and Li Ji will see the ball over the baseline, unfortunately for the Chinese side. So Chinese Taipei will get their first look at the game now. As they bring it forward, this time it's Lan. I'll get the players right. Wen Chang going across the court to Lu. Lu goes inside, then kicks it out to Tsai. Tsai just misses the layup that time. Nan comes up with the rebound, and it's off to the races. Zhao Yong goes down the court, gives it off that time to Li Ji, who gets it across to Zhao Li, and Zhao Li gets the first 2 points of the game. At the other end, it's Chinese Taipei working hard. Wei Chan putting up a jump shot from the baseline. It doesn't fall, and that allows Zhao to bring it back down the court as it goes across to Li Ji. Li Ji off to Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong inside again to Zhao Li, and Zhao Li makes a second with a nice little underhanded layup. A quick change. Lan puts up a three-point attempt, doesn't fall. Rebounding well was Su. Su going back to Chang. Chang gets it to Lan again, and it's Chinese Taipei only working from the outside at the moment. Not confident to go with their inside game. Right side, Zhao Yong over the top, gets it to Zhao Li. Zhao Li finding in the paint, Li Ji. Li Ji's shot didn't fall, and the ball's over the sideline. Chinese Taipei to get the ball back.
China coach Tom Mars up and gesturing already. Not even 2 minutes into the game.
wasn't happy with the way that played out that time. As Wing Chung goes inside again, puts up the shot, doesn't fall. She does her own rebounding, gets it back out to Liu Tao, then back to Chang. Chang going inside, almost loses complete control of it, has to go back to Wee Chang. Wee Chan now bringing it forward, gets a screen from Chang, goes back to Chang. And inside that time, I think Zhao Yung's going to be called for the foul on Lan. And it's interesting, the smallest player trying to do all the work at the post for Chinese Taipei so far.
The Chinese team did a good job in defense last night. It's a bit of a worry that Zhao Yung is in there trying to bolster the ranks. That they certainly did a very, very good job. Chen Nan is a very strong rebounder.
China bring the ball down. Li Ji hits it back to Zhao Li. Zhao Li right side again to Li Ji, then to Zhao Yung. Zhao Yung to Li Ji on the left side, inside to Nan, looking to go over the top, but Chang gets a hand on the ball and the quick break at the other end. It's a Wee Chan bounce pass back to Sao. Sao can't put up the jump shot successfully, and it will be Li Ji who brings it back for China. Inside to Nan, and Nan gets the first 2 points.
Chen Nan's very, very tough in that low post position. She's pretty tall. We haven't got a measurement on her at the moment, but she'd easily be up around the 6'6", 6'7".
Chang now left side goes out to Liu. Liu's shot doesn't fall, and then Zhao Yung puts it back down the floor, gets it inside to Zhao Li. Zhao Li inside to Nan. Nan on the right hand low post, shot doesn't fall, and Lan will work it out with Chang. Chang's shot is good, and Chang gets her first points of the game. She's been quite a fiery customer throughout the tournament, Simon saying, and she should be an interesting one to watch tonight. Zhao Yung from the right wing puts it up, takes it to the basket, and it's got to be one of the best players I've seen in this Chinese side, but just hasn't been playing well throughout the tournament here in Canberra so far.
There's nothing wrong with that drive. That was a nice, soft little almost finger roll.
Well, at the other end, a good big three-pointer for Liu, and Liu will bring him back to 1 point here. China leads 7-6 on the scoreboard. That's an interesting one. I've got it at 8-7. Oh, it was only a 2-point shot, was it? It was a 3, so I've got it at 8-7. Scoreboard saying... So I've got that one wrong, have I? As we go back, at 7-6 Chinese Taipei with the lead. But as I say that, a foul at the other end. Zhao Li goes to make the first. Looking to make the second now. Wait for it. It drops. And Zhao Li will make the shot. It's 8-7 now in favour of China, leading Chinese Taipei in the early going. Down low, Chang gets bumped off the ball. And coming into the game, Guan kicks it over to Li Ji. Li Ji carries it all the way down and just bangs it in with a nice jump shot off the glass. And they move out to a 10-7 lead.
Tough competitor, Li Ji. She's very strong on that drive, and she's not afraid to sort of put her body on the line to get to the basket.
Chang on the right lane, getting isolated now. She's not knowing what to do. Goes into the paint and then works through the traffic. That is a great work from Chang. 4 points for the game. Back to a 1-point ball game. China leading 10-9. As it will be Zhao. Tried to get a pass across that time to Li Sha, and the pass missed. So Chinese Taipei with a quick transition. Sao, first 2 points for the game.
This is what we saw Chinese Taipei do last night against the Americans. They play a good disruptive defense. They get hands in the lane and push the ball up, as we see Li Ji make another 2 points there for China. But they're very good at getting in and getting hands on the pass and forcing some turnovers and then pushing the ball up pretty quick.
Chang has the ball down on the baseline. It's slapped away by Zhao Li, and Zhao Li We'll see it over the baseline as Liji comes out now for Meow. Meow, I think it might be correctly. Meow, inbound pass goes to Lan, and Lan knocks down a three. She's 5 points for the game now. And
Zhao Guang is getting all excited out there. She was funny on the game last night against the Opals. She did a call would go up and she'd like go, say something in Chinese. The referees didn't really know how to contend with that.
Yes, down at the low post, Zhao Ni puts in another 2 points. So Zhao Li, leading scorer on the court with six, as Chinese Taipei, it's all tied up here, but they go into attack again. Wen Chang goes to Zhao. Zhao goes back to Wen Chang. Wen Chang drives to the basket. Oh, then the outlet pass looking for Lan just went straight into the hands of Sun of China. Sun will bring the ball down, kicks it back inside this time to Suzu. Suzu puts up the shot, doesn't fall, and Zhao Li has to get it back through Suzu. Suzu goes back that time to Guan. Guan puts up the shot this time for 3 point land. Suzu gets the rebound, puts it up herself as it stacks on the mill underneath the basket. Eventually a reaching foul is going to go to Zhao, and the foul will be called on Chang. So Chang or Chung is there. Well, it was called on nine, Chu, sorry. So it was called on Chu. An interesting one. Sending to the line Zhao. Zhao misses the first, and it's still all tied up at 14 apiece here with 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Second one is made, so China lead by one. And, well, interestingly enough, Hu Mai has got a necklace on. And, well, she's been asked to take it off. Might have been some luck beads, actually. Buddha's beads, okay. That she's just tied round now her sports bra and put it down under her singlet, so it's not sort of out there to choke her.
Not as lucky.
Zhao inbound, the ball inbound now by Lu though, and Chu cough it up at halfway, and it'll be put in that time by Li Xia. So 17 to 14 as China step it up.
Zhao Li just getting the steal there, just as Chinese Taipei brought it into the front court. Zhao Li was able to get across in front of the ball, but run it down for the easy layup.
Timeout has been called by Chinese Taipei as it is out to a 5 point advantage at the moment, as we have, that 5 point advantage just in the last probably 30 seconds, Simon, that really started to blow out.
Yeah, as we keep going back to the fantastic effort that Chinese Taipei made last night, if they can just keep that sort of mindset, they look really relaxed when they came out and played against the Americans. You could see that they felt they had nothing to lose, and they really took it to America in the first, almost the first three quarters of the game. But, it's an interesting, we're harking back again to the little political sort of air that's around these two teams. So you never really know what the story is there and how that weighs on the mind of the players and things. So, but it's certainly, not a blowout yet. It's 19-14. It's only two shots the difference. And we know the Chinese Taipei are very capable of hitting a three if they need to.
Well, they head back out onto the court now as the inbound pass from the baseline. Lan goes to Hu Mai. Hu Mai brings the ball across the halfway line, goes to Chang. Chang on the left side pushes it across to Lu. Lu over the top to Hu Mai, who has to pull it back in. Back to Lan. Lan with the Chinese defense right in front of her drives in, gives it off to Chang. And
offense.
Chang has been, Lan's been called for an offensive charge after she had, dished the ball off. So, in a good position was Chinese Taipei, but they've turned the ball over now, not what their coach Terry would have liked them to do. as as Zhao Li. Well, a rare mistake from Zhao Li, but it's been turned over again by Chinese Taipei as they tried to carry it out of their back half. It will go eventually into the hands of Sun, and Sun will once again get her first 2 points for the game. In fact, there's a seven out there, Mark, and I don't have a seven on my sheet.
Chen Miao was with the layup before.
Was it? Miao with that layup. Okay. So Miao goes over now to Wei. Wei gets it off to Li Xia, and Li Xia's shot doesn't fall. Chinese Taipei will work it back. Now through Liu. Liu tries to hand off to Sun. Great defense by China tonight, who are feeling a lot more confident up against this Chinese Taipei side. Yu Mai in the paint gets a nice little shot in off the basket. And we're back to 21-18 here with 1 minute and 5 seconds left to go in the quarter.
There's a huge Chinese Taipei contingent sitting just over our right shoulder. You can probably hear them through the mics. They're very excited about this game.
It has been greatly supported, all these sides, right throughout this tournament. 21-18, China turned it over in their last possession. Then Liu gives it to Chu. Chu's layup doesn't fall. And Lan is going to intercept the pass to Miao.
Got numbers.
And Miao, well, she just missed out there. 21-16. It's 21-18. I've missed a scorer, Mark, if you can help me out here. As Chung missed the pass with 23 seconds to go. Coming into the game is Sun for Chinese Taipei. And coming in is Dan and Li Ji. Also four. Li Ji four. Oh, Zhao Ni going out there as well for China. So Guan will inbound the ball now to Li Ji. Li Ji to carry it back. 21-18 as China through Li Ji just running down the clock now, waiting for someone to make something happen. A screen comes up from Dan, but Li Ji doesn't make full effect of it, but still, oh, nice cut to the basket. And Li Ji
with that drive again. That's the third or fourth time she's made that basket. Driving off the screen and just makes it over.
It has been a good start by China, who lead 23-18 at the first timeout here. Quarter time at AIS Arena, China leading Chinese Taipei 23-18. Mark, your thoughts on that first quarter score?
It's been a nice tight battle. Both sides really going at it. It's very competitive early. About midway through there, the Chinese defense stepped up, came up with a couple of quick steals that suddenly put a little bit of a four-point gap in it. The possession is the guards were bringing it across center court. They weren't controlling it very well, and the Chinese stepped in and came up with a couple of quick steals that led to easy layups. And that's really been the difference at halftime. Both sides playing some good, tough defense. We've seen plenty of that over the last couple of days, where they both sides' defenses have been, even the Americans and the Australians have found it hard to break down. But tonight, well, China and Chinese Taipei, as you'd expect, really going at it. And I think we're looking forward to what should be a really good last three quarters of a nice tight battle. 5-point lead right now for China. That last basket, I don't think Taipei will be too pleased about giving up a relatively easy layup in the last second or two, the end of a quarter. But yeah, it's been a nice, good, tough battle and good competition. This is something really going to continue on. We can really look forward to a game to set it up nicely for later on in the evening, a game that we're all waiting for. But been impressed. There's a lot of good players. Guang, the Chinese, Nan early was looking good inside. Xiao Li has stepped up lately and dominated. And
Li Ji has had a big night tonight too.
Li Ji, they've been probably the two best for China. And for Chinese Taipei, Lan inside, and Liu and Chiang, the girl that, who knows, might be with the Capitals. We'll have to find out. Who knows? She probably would be available. But quarter time. Chinese Taipei in China, about to go at it again.
Yeah, we need to check out that score sheet too once we can, because I'm 2 points down somewhere along the lane. But returning to the floor, Humai and Sun Lan Cao and Lu. Lu's got a fairly heavy bandage on the left-hand thumb, not stopping her from playing. But I think she might have dislocated that last night too, just remembering back to that game. As Xu gets the 2 points. And so, well, moves them now to 23-21. As China, Ru Li Xi, just hit that pass a little bit too high for Dan, who isn't the shortest girl on the court, but is still a bit too
high. Not that tall.
Loz or Harley might have missed that one. It was a pretty high pass. As Lan going up with a pass to the left side to Sun. This gets run over the top of by Guang, and Guang will be called for her first personal foul.
Zha Guang fouled out of the game last night. She's never going to die wondering. She's a very keen defender, and on a couple of occasions, she's a little too keen.
Yeah. Well, wait to see now as, Sun goes right side to Lu. Lu just passed to the hard-cutting Sun. Wasn't quite close enough, and the turnover has been affected inside now. China working that inside-outside game a lot better, and a big three-pointer to Miao, and that takes him out to a 26-20 lead here with 9 minutes left to go in the second term. Working around the perimeter, it's Lan. Lan just looks at a three. Ooh. She had an open look, it rattles in and out, and no one from Chinese Taipei ready to do the rebounding. So Li Ji will carry it back. Li Ji cuts hard to the basket. Outlet pass that time to Miao. Miao goes back to Li Ji outside a three. And, I'm interested to see who the foul's called on. It's being called on the number 14, Zhao Ni. So Zhao Ni getting her first personal foul. And Li Ji was just apologizing. I think it must have been for an errant pass that got her into a foul, or not getting onto a pass that got her into a foul situation. Inside ball goes to Dan. Dan gets it off to Zhao Ni. Zhao Ni's shot doesn't fall. And Miao gets the shot up again, but couldn't quite get the rebound, I mean. And it'll go back to Sun Lan, working it out of the back end. Sun puts up the three-point attempt for the right-hand side this time, and it doesn't drop. So Miao working around through the hands of Dan, then off to Guang. And Guang going across, trying to get it inside there, not to Li Ji that time, but to Zhao Ni.
Humei Lin picking up the personal foul for Chinese Taipei.
So Humei getting her first personal as the ball in from the baseline eventually gets up to Dan, and
Dan
will get her first points for the game. Well, Chinese Taipei bringing the ball back. Humei gets it on to Lan. 28 plays 20 here with 7:48 left to go. Over the top, the lob pass from Lu wasn't good enough, but Chinese Taipei attacking the ball at the basket. Saw Xu, but Xu couldn't get the ball into the net. Rebounded immediately down the other end, and Dan moves to 4 points for the game. 30 plays 20, a 10-point lead to China over Chinese Taipei in the Opals World Challenge at the AIS Arena, night number 3 here in Canberra, night number 5 in the tournament. Bounce pass across to Xu from Humei, and Xu puts it in for her 6th point of the game, leading scorer for the Chinese Taipei side. As it goes back inside, crashing over the top. I think Humei is going to get called for her 2nd personal foul. No, in fact,
Chun Yi Lu.
Yeah, Chun Yi Lu. Lu getting the...
Wei Chun Xiang's going to come back on for Chinese Taipei. I think they're going to have to leave her out there. She's certainly a big part of their ability to bring the ball up the floor and get organized. And she's, not a shabby shooter either. So I think the coach has seen the lead balloon out to 9 now, possibly 10. He's seen enough and has injected her back into the lineup.
Well, that was Meow. Meow with two free throws being made and getting an intercept now on Chang and the Chinese Taipei side are really dropping their heads already as a good quick passing by Li Xi going immediately inside that time to Dan and Dan puts it in, gets the foul after it had dropped. So
Pei Chen Sai.
They didn't pay it.
No, the shot didn't drop.
Oh, sorry. I thought I saw it go through then. I'm going to pay a bit more attention.
Very close. But
well, she makes the first. 33-22, about to 11 points now. With the shot to come. Dan looking, but not quite there. She makes the second, and the subs will come into the game. 34-22. With 6 minutes 50 left, Lan sits down and Lee heads out for her first minutes on the court. Inbound pass from Sao. Sao goes to Chang. Chang have to Hu Mai gives it back to Wee Chang. Wee Chang through the hands. Hu Mai then to Chu inside that time. To Li, it doesn't drop, and China through Zhao Yun will bring it back to Li Xi. Hard inside to Nan, and Nan, her turnaround jump shot is short, and that allows Li to clean up. Hu Mai brings down the right wing. Right wing bounce pass across to Zhao. Zhao back to Hu Mai. Hook shot doesn't fall, and a rebounding Dan through the hands. Zhao Yun, Li Xi,
nice.
And Nan at the other end will put it in. Only 4 points for the game for Chen Nan, but has looked very comfortable out there tonight. Chang, left side to Wee Chang. Wee Chang goes across to Hu Mai. Hu Mai in the paint, kicks it out to Cao. Cao to Wee Chang. Wee Chang's junk shot from a long way out was not successful, and the foul is being called on Hu Mai.
Chinese Taipei.
Yeah, so that was in their offensive end. So it's just not a good night for Chinese Taipei here.
They're getting some good looks at the basket down this end, but they're just not, you know, we've seen four or five in the last 2 minutes or so where they're getting nice close looks at the basket. They're just not getting them in. It's really hurting them. That lead's ballooned out to 14 now as we got, I think it's Nan. No, sorry. It's Liu Dan on the line. She hits a first free throw. But Chinese Taipei got to take advantage of those opportunities they're getting. They're just really not consolidating. They've got to make sure they're getting the basket. And if they're not scoring at this end, they've got to really hustle back and make sure that they're doing the job at the defensive end and not let this lead balloon out anymore. Up to 16 now.
Liu going back into the game for Hu Mai. And she'll get the ball now just over the half as it goes back to Wee Chang. Wee Chang looking left side, finds Chang. Chang drives in, loses the handle of it. And I think the foul is going to be called on Chu Wen. Chu Wen getting her first foul. In fact, it was Dan. Sorry, I've got the wrong team.
Yeah, Liu Dan picking up that foul.
Dan. Yeah, so Chung. Chang puts up the first free throw, doesn't fall.
The infamous Chinese Taipei free throw shooting.
Yeah, it has been disgraceful, hasn't it?
It's not been good, no.
Chang makes the second and moves to 5 points for the game. 38-23 here at the AIS Arena with 5:26 to go. Zhao Yong hits Chen Nan. Chen Nan can't put it in underneath the basket. And then Chang and also Lan, and that's
Ben Lan unlucky point. I think to pick up the foul there. They both came together, and Chinese Taipei's Fen Chung Chang really sort of dropped the shoulder in and took her out, and but it was Lan that picked up the foul.
I'm gonna have to go with Ju Yu Lan because there's two Lans out there, and that is going to make it even. Yeah, one on each side just to make it more confusing.
That was good pressure from China there.
Zhao Yong, get the pressure, get the turnover, and Zhao Yong will take it to the basket. So Zhao Yong with 4 points for the game at the other end. Chinese Taipei trying to do the work was Li, but Li just couldn't get the to drop. Chang Nan gets the ball back, but another turnover down the other end. Sees Wee Chung. Wee Chung gets it to Chang, and Chang will lay it in. 7 points for the game for Chang of Chinese Taipei. It's 40 to 25. Both teams, no, China will go to the line every foul now from Chinese Taipei, so they'll have to be careful as it's over the top going from Zhu Yunglang across inside, then out to Li Ji. Li Ji puts up an air ball. Chang gets the rebound, and we'll bring it back to Wen Chang. Wen Chang, jump shot from the free throw line, doesn't fall. And Zhao Yong will bring it back for China. Over the top, almost gets tapped away that time from Dan. Dan, though, gets bumped as she was putting it back up, and we'll go to
Wang Tang Li, number 17 for Chinese Taipei, picking up the foul.
Okay.
Sharon Arnold, not quite sure how to signal a 17 there, so she gave us the full version, the 10 and then the 7.
Yeah, I was confused then. I thought almost she called a double foul there.
No, she's come close over and gone 17 and made very clear with the two lots of signals. But
all right, well, Dan making the first. No, missing the first. Too busy trying to get the score sheet right. Missing the first, making the second. So 9 points for the game now. As Wee Chung bringing the ball back, getting a good screen there, even though it was moving in front of her from Chang. Hu Mai is back out there, gives it back to Chung from the left-hand side. Gets to Wee Chang. Goes around the arc.
That's through nice. Through
inside to Chang, and Chang will move to 9 points for the game. 41 place 27.
Still showing some spirit. Certainly the Chinese Taipei team is another bad shot from China goes up and they collect the rebound.
Humai gives it off to Wing Chung. Wing Chung goes to Chang. Wins down to the baseline, finds Humai. Humai goes back to Chang. Chang puts up the layup. It falls, or doesn't fall over the end. It hits the end of the iron, falls back down, and it will be Zhao Li through. Zhao Yong gives it to Li Xi. Oh. Li Xi again aggressive at the basket, and it doesn't fall.
It's a familiar sight, Li Xi slashing to the basket on that right-hand side. She really leans into the basket to make that layup.
Zhao comes in for Li Xi, and also Li Xia will come in now. I think coming in for Dan. So, Wee Chung bringing the ball up. Zhao Yong really watching her closely. Goes right side to Humai. Humai running down the shot clock here. Not sure what to do. Goes across to Chung. Chung with 5 seconds to go. Inside to Lu. Lu loses the handle on it. It goes over the sideline. But it will be. It will be the Chinese Taipei. Well, it was Chinese Taipei who are going to lose possession here because it rolled over the sideline without. Even though China knocked it free, they never took possession of it. So the shot clock didn't rotate there. Zhao Yong working to the left side. Zhao Yong goes to the baseline, gives it to Zhao. She loses the ball, though. Lu comes back up with it with Chang. Lu comes back at it and knocks it over the sideline. So Chinese Taipei to set up on the right wing. As Wee Chung looking to inbound the ball. Bounce pass to the right-hand side. Gives it to Chang. Chang, turnaround, jump shot from the baseline. Doesn't fall. Rebounded by Li Xia. Li Xia's pass is around the back. Around the back of... not quite sure what Tom May took the ball and then gave it to Sharon Arnold down the other end.
As usual, Tom's in his own world.
He wasn't happy with the play because the play with the pass was behind Zhao Li. Alicia just missed the target big time there. And then, well, it looked like I still don't know what was going on. As the shot, long range, 2-point shot from Lu. And Lu moves to 7 points for the game. 41 plays, 21. As we have a sub, Zhao coming in for Chi Wei Lin. Also, Wee looking like she's looking to come into the game next opportunity, along with Gua. Wee Chan from Chinese Taipei gives it off to Chang. Chang now drives down the right lane and...
Clip on the head there from Bian Lan on the drive.
That was Zhu Yulang, wasn't it, who gave up the foul that time? Zhu Yulang from China, which sends Wee Chan to the free throw line. Wee Chan misses the first and free throws.
She's yet to score tonight, which is a surprise after the half she had against the US last night.
Yeah, she was having a big game, but makes the second. And finally, a free throw is made by the Chinese Taipei side. At the other end, though, it will be Zhu Yulan, but... Oh, just bad work there. Wing Chung hands off to Chang. Chang's jump shot doesn't fall. Mia Humai. Her pass backwards to Lu sees it over the sideline. And Chinese Taipei will have it back. 1 minute 15 left to go in the half.
Bad hands from Chunyi Lu.
Just
very, very rigid and just got a... Just a little bump on the body made it take it. Oh, that's right. She's got problem with the hand. Yeah. So probably overcompensating looking after that hand.
Wee Chan going right side now to Liu. Liu back inside. To Chin Nguyen.
Tough pass.
Chin Nguyen misses Kyun Mai. And over the baseline it goes, trying to turn it over. It's very hard to call these names quickly, isn't it?
Chinese Taipei not doing too bad. They're playing very ordinary at the moment. Still only down by 11.
As working around the arc, Guan goes this time through. Down low is Li Xia. Li Xia puts up the shot and makes it. She goes to 4 points for the game. 43 plays 30 as a backcourt violation.
I don't know what that was. She was in the backcourt when she had it and then took the step in. If she'd taken the step... She must have lifted the foot perhaps, yeah.
Refs were quick on
unlucky
it.
Call.
With the timeout going inside the last minute. I think it was called by Chinese Taipei that time. So we have a timeout.
They're still very much in this game. I mean, it's 13 points. It's been around that sort of 15-11 point region for most of this half. So, and they're not playing well. If they can just lift a little bit... some of their passing into the key is just speculative at best. They're really forcing some stuff in there through defenders. If they can get a bit smarter with their distribution in offense, and their defensive effort is good. They're doing a good job of making it very difficult for China to score, but they're just not being able to produce down to this end. If they can get anything of a run on like they did against the USA, then they could really blow this game wide open.
It is an interesting game still here at the AIS Arena, where we're approaching halftime. China leading Chinese Taipei by 43-30. And it'll be Humai Chang also going back up there. It's Chu Wen, Li Chang, and also just rounding out those finals. The final players was Lu. Then it's Guan, Li Ji, Zhao Li, also Li Xia, and one in the corner there I can't quite see. But Li Xia puts up the jump shot from the left elbow, doesn't fall. And it will be, over the baseline as Zhao Li loses the handle on it. And Sharon Arnold was quite decisive with her call there.
Zhao Guan asked the question and Sharon said, no.
That was quite decisive, wasn't it? As again, Chinese Taipei just taking their time, bringing over the half. 22 seconds left. Wing Chang goes at the basket. The layup doesn't fall. Li Xia gets the rebound, immediately gets it down the court. As China setting up at the other end. Guan trying to get it down there quickly. Getting in there was Chung Wen. And it will go over the basket, over the baseline. It was Wei from China who... hit the 2 points in the end, her first two for the game. So Chinese Taipei with 10 seconds left to run in the quarter.
long enough. They're pretty quick,
I should say.
They can get it up and push it over.
Yep.
It's going to start a bit harder than that, though. 5 seconds left. They got in the front court and fouled on a layup. Oh, travel's a call.
Travel on the call.
Just these little things, you know, the travel there, the missed layups. It's really hurting them. Tom Maher wants a timeout with 3 seconds left in the half.
Well, he wants to run a play. Fair enough, too, I guess. Tom, certainly not.
There's no practice like a game, so.
No, that's it. Yeah, everyone's going to be going hard at it. That's for sure.
But I think the Chinese Taipei coaching staff will just be saying, you know, concentrate on the little stuff. Just make sure we're looking after the ball. Make sure we're concentrating on a dribble. We're, you know, getting to the basket, really, you know, attacking the basket aggressively rather than these soft little half mini skyhook sort of things. They're there, they're in position, and they're getting good looks. They're just not consolidating. And if they can do that, a couple of trips down the floor, and all of a sudden the game's tied up. And, you know, I said it before, they haven't played well in this quarter, and China haven't been able to push out the advantage. So they're still very much in the game if they can get on top of some of the little things.
It was 15 points at quarter time from memory, and at the moment it's 15 points again. It'll be interesting to see what sort of 3.7 second play, and
Zhao Guang's asking for a halfway setup for the play. They call the timeout.
No, has to be halfway. Has to be from the baseline, so that means Zhao Li is going to go back to collect this ball. A quick inbound pass, time's running up. Guan puts it up in the air, but it wasn't quite enough time there. And at halftime, it's 45-30 here at the AIS Arena. We'll see if Kerry Graff can come in and join us here at halftime, as she's looking like she's deliberately looking away from me here.
I'm trying to avoid you, Craig. But yeah, I think Tom, I think his little plan for the timeout certainly got stuffed up there. As Kerry Graff joining us. And, well, Kerry, 15 points. I thought it might have been a bit closer than that at halftime.
Yeah, look, I got to say, I did too. Although I think, you know, China, you know, probably, you know, bouncing back again from last night, but I think they've shown probably more improvement than Taipei in some areas. I think their extended pressure is really causing Taipei problems. You know, and I think China, you know, talking to Tom Maher last night, China have really improved just playing the US and Australia. And I guess, you know, traditionally they're a much more dominant team than Taipei.
Yeah, it's obviously tough for Taipei. They're a lot shorter and they're giving up a fair bit of height. So it's a tough matchup still for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you say, you know, China aren't the biggest team in the world, but they're certainly bigger than Taipei. And I think, you know, when I saw a couple of plays down here when Miao gave up a three and pounded inside to number 16, you know, that's the way you attack Taipei. Keep throwing that ball inside and attacking their weakness, which is their lack of size inside.
Talking about Tom Maher, have you seen one like that one where he walked up, caught the ball? It was a nice pass to him from his team.
No, I can't say I've seen that. He probably wasn't too happy about it.
It was a little bit weird, but so what does Chinese Taipei have to do then? What would their coach be saying to them at halftime?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think right now they've just got to try and chip it back. If they can get stops in the first, you know, 3 or 4 minutes and try and get it back, you know, get it back under 10 in the first, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, I think that's critical for them. I don't think they're doing a great job on Miao Li. I think they, you know, they really struggle to defend screens. I mean, she's got open every time on the baseline coming off a little pin down. So I think they've got to be able to try and defend screens better to stop her getting the ball. And you know, I like the way they were fronting a little bit in the post, trying to change some things up. I think maybe they need to look at doing some different things with that post play. But, you know, it's hard when you haven't got the size. So.
Yeah, and China just keep using that size, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. You go to the well until the well dries up, you know, and I think that'll certainly be Tom's thing, is to keep pounding inside. And now that they've got this lead, I think you'll see them continue to extend their pressure. You know, I like the pressure the Chinese guards put on Taipei. They get right up the floor. That, I think that's really causing them problems. And then clearly, you know, getting extended team pressure on free throws has hurt Taipei as well.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, a big game later on tonight. We're looking forward to that one.
Yeah, look, that's going to be huge. I mean, we're going to have about 3,500 people in the gym tonight, and they're coming to watch Australia-USA. It's going to be a cracker.
Yep, it is. They're starting to feel. Kerry, we'll let you get back to it. And thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, Kerry Graff, who was, of course, here at the game. And halftime, we've got the halftime stats. We were trying to watch them on the internet, but unfortunately we're having a bit of a trouble with that.
They're trying to get our web up. For some reason or other, we lost our connection.
There we go. We just found out that the actual connection from the guys here has been lost. So that's why we have had trouble trying to keep up with it as well. But we've got the halftime stats, the hard version anyway, so we can take a look through that. Was Taipei shooting 37% from the field. And just 4 of 6 from the free throw line, which is probably better than they have been doing. So they're losing the rebounding battles you'd expect against the taller Chinese team, the Chinese 22-16. Turnovers high by both sides, actually 10 by China, 12 by Taipei. And China have come up with 8 steals out of that. China is shooting 48% from the field, just 1 of 3 from three-point land. And they've hit 10 of 12 from the free throw line. So fouls might be a factor later in the game. No one actually in any trouble. Taipei have committed 10 fouls so far, 6 by China, and nobody with more than 2. So at this stage, nobody in trouble there in that territory. Leading scorers for China, number 13, Lu Dan, she's got 9. Chen Jiali, number 11, she's on 8, 7 for Chen Miao, and Miao Li Ji with 6 for Taipei. Feng Chung Chiang, the number 6, the girl that we think could make a useful asset for the Capitals, is number 9, has got 9 points. Chen Yi Lu, the number 15, she's got 7, 6 for number 14, Pi Chen Sai. So, it's still plenty of work to be done by China to win this one. They're up by 15, 45-30. But most of that lead was built up in that second quarter after a very tight first quarter. And yet China right now looking the goods, but Taipei not out of it. We'll wait and see how that all works out.
It will be an interesting one. We're 9 minutes away from the restart here, so we might take a short break on sportradio.com.au and come back with all the action of the second half. This is the Price Attack Opals World Challenge on sportradio.com.au. China versus Chinese Taipei. China leading 45 to Chinese Taipei 30. It's set for the second half. China leading Chinese Taipei 45-30. A 15-point difference here as we come back from the long break. And it's been interesting tonight because, Chinese Taipei looked like they, after last night's game, they were really going to be able to push on from here, but it hasn't been the case. And once again, their free throw shooting has just been absolutely appalling.
Yeah, they've just got to... we talked about it. Carey Graff talked about it in the break too. They've just got to get the little things done. Their defense off the screen against China. China are running some fairly basic just screen and roll tactics against them, and they're able to get their players free and under the basket with that. And it's like a communication thing, I think, more than anything out there. They've just got to get it done. As Sharon Arnold gives us another high five. And she's
gone right down the line that time.
I think she was going to go to the Chinese Taipei bench, but that sort would of thought better bit, of it yeah. in the end. But yeah, they've just got to, a bit more talking to each other in the when they're changing off the screens and stuff like that. So they just really need to just get it going.
Yeah, well, both teams have made their way back to the benches now, so we'll see the resumption of China versus Chinese Taipei here at the AIS Arena. And, a great game so far as... Well, leading scorers at the moment, 9 for Dan, 8 for Zhao Li, 7 for Miao, Li Ji with 6, then it's 4 apiece to Nan and Lisha with 2 to Ui. Then for Chinese Taipei, 9 points to Chang, 7 to Liu, Tao with 6, 5 to Lan, and 2 to Humai is the 30 points for Chinese Taipei. So we've got both teams going back out onto the court. It'll be Miao for China to inbound the ball to Zhao Yung. Zhao Yung kicks it left side back to Miao. Bounce pass inside to Zhao Li, over the top to Li Ji. And Li Ji has the first 2 points of the second half. 47 plays 30 as Chinese Taipei get their first use of it. And Li Ji, Zhao Yung gets called for a holding foul. And she's been taking after Laura Sumden a bit with the what me look, because she certainly gave it that time as Sharon Arnold called that foul. Inbound again, Wei Chung to Lan of Taipei. Then back to Wei Chung, gets it to Chang. Chang to Wei Chung again, moving around outside the arc. Then finds the opening through Chu. Chu drives to the basket, loses the handle. Zhao Li goes back. Oh, Li Ji, how she didn't travel that time. She spent a lot of time in the air. The points won't count. Oh, they will count for the drop from Zhao Li, and she will go to the line for that foul as well.
Fen Chun Xiang with the foul picks up her third personal.
Well, Zhao Li picks up the bonus, 11 points for the game, and the USA cracked 50 to 30 as they extend the lead by 5 points from the halftime break. It's now 20 points the difference. As Wei Chung has Zhao Yung watching her closely. Lob over the top was too hot for Chu. And Chen Nan comes up with it, gives it to Zhao Yung. Zhao Yung off to Zhao Li. And Zhao Li will rack up some more. 13 points for Zhao Li tonight. 8 minutes 53. And China are really starting to step up the pace.
Yeah, Zhao Li's on the way to another double-double tonight, I think.
Chang can't get the layup to drop. She hits the deck out of court as, Chinese Taipei don't manage to secure the rebound. And it's over the baseline for a turnover as Humai comes back into the game for Chu. And it's China who bring the ball back. Zhao Yung gets it to Miao. Down in the corner is Li Ji. Li Ji's shot hits the side of the iron. Chen Nan does the rebounding, gives it back to Miao. Zhao Yung gets it now across to Li Ji. Still well outside of the perimeter. Going back to Zhao Yung. She looks to drive in but can't get there. Gives it to Zhao Li on the right elbow and the shot won't drop. Chinese Taipei, quick return. Wei Chung gets a beautiful layup.
Wei Chung, that's what we've been looking for. She's going to need to keep that sort of play up if Chinese Taipei are going to get back into this game. But the lead is out to 20 now.
Inside, Nan working at the low post left side, trying to back into the paint. Eventually does a full 360 before she puts the shot up. Doesn't fall. And Liu comes up with the ball. Liu gets it down to Humai at halfway, then goes to Wen Chung. Wen Chung over the top to Chang. Chang doesn't waste any time. She pulls the trigger, but it's no good. Hits the back of the iron, falls off, and China will bring it back. 20-point ball game. 52 plays 32 at the moment. As Zhao Yung drives into the paint, pulls up. Shot is hard off the back of the ring. Doesn't fall. Land of Taipei, Chinese Taipei goes the other way. Can't make it drop either.
Not the best shot there to try to take. That was probably a couple of quick passes to and fro would have been better in that situation.
Foul called on Wei Chan. Her first personal foul as it will be. Oh no, it's gone. It hasn't gone against her. It's gone actually against Liu. And that is Liu's second personal foul. Liu sends Miao to the line, who misses the first and makes the second. So Miao with now 8 points for the game. At the other end, Liu puts up a long-range three-pointer. Ting Chang gets the ball in her hand from the baseline left side, puts it up. Liu gets the rebound, gives it to Lan. Lan will try to drive through the traffic. Ooh. Her layup doesn't fall. Chen couldn't get a hold of the ball, and it's over the baseline. China to affect the or to get the ball on the turnover.
Just luck just completely
eluding
left the Chinese Taipei team tonight. They really just can't buy a turn.
No. Zhao Yong gets it to Li Ji. Li Ji inside to Zhao Li. Zhao Li tries to put up the shot, doesn't fall, but the foul will be on Liu. Her third personal now for Liu. And it looks like the timeout being called by Tom Ma with, an interesting timeout because his side certainly in front. His team's pulled it out to a 21-point lead at the moment. And Simon, what did Chinese Taipei have to do to get themselves back into this game?
It's just more of what we've been saying. They've got to execute better. They've got to defend off the screen better. China are doing nothing amazing in offense. They just need to really keep their heads up and work hard. It's we saw from the game last night, it's not beyond them. They've got the ability to do it. The longer we keep it at it's a 21 point deficit now, it's looking more and more unlikely. But they played their gold medal game last night against the US, or their bronze medal game, so to speak. But it's getting closer and closer to needing something of a miracle for them to get back in this game. They need to really just keep pushing it forward, attacking the basket. Coach is looking a little dejected as well, so I think they're feeling the heat.
All right, about to get play restarted here. As the ball, long range input or inbound ball that time by Zhao Yong, gets it off to Li Ji, and Li Ji in the paint, too easy. Li Ji's just, that's one you'd be looking to recruit. She has got a lot going for her in this game. As Lan for Chinese Taipei puts it up, it's Chen Nan doing the rebounding, gets it off to Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong brings the ball down the floor, then backs away, goes to Li Ji. Li Ji back to Zhao Yong, who takes the point. Zhao Yong looking around, goes to Miao. Miao closes on to, immediately passes it on around the perimeter to Li Ji. Li Ji gets it to Zhao Ni. Zhao Li gives it to Nan. And Nan will get only her 6th point for the game. That's an interesting step for sure.
Now, there's certainly, we really know nothing about the league in China, but there's certainly a lot of players on both of these teams who fit very nicely into some WNBL clubs.
At the other end, Miao gets her first points of the second half as she puts it in, and a turnover. Chen Nan stealing the ball back for China, gives it to Miao. Chen Nan doesn't get the ball to drop. Li Ji decides better than trying to put it up again, gives it out to Zhao Yong to Li Ji. Oh, Chang getting a big intercept. That was a hot pass that she got in the way of. Wei Zhang then going hard at the basket. And it will be Miao who gets in the foul called against her. She really attacked Wei Zhang.
Tom Ma going off there at Sharon Arnold. Sharon had a bit of a classic look on her face like, I'm glad I don't have to put up with you every weekend anymore.
Looks like Macca is going to sit out here. It was discussed last night.
It was the ball, yeah.
Lauren Jackson in her tracksuit getting ready. Well, no surprise that Lauren Jackson was going to...
Jacinta Hamilton suited up, and so Sam Richards suited up. So maybe it will be Jay Cross who gets to sit out tonight.
Yep. As we wait once again for this timeout. Well, still
US team and coaches looking coming out of the tunnel now to have a look. Bit of a knowing word there between Ann Donovan and Lauren Jackson as they walk past them. Come on, Lols, don't hurt us too bad tonight.
Well, it'll be a fascinating game. USA versus Australia here on sportradio.com.au coming up very, very shortly.
50 minutes away.
It is indeed. So we'll see if we can get Hopefully we'll be able to get Ann Donovan before the game. No hope getting Jan Sterling, but you see Mark Aston is up there, and we will pass him the gear if Ann comes our way. This is the main game that the AIS Arena is really starting to fill up for. Coach Kerry Graff says she wants no less than 5,000 in here for the for the two gold medal participants in the Athens Olympics.
We'll definitely get a big crowd tonight. Whether it's a 5,000 sellout, we'll have to wait and see. But we'll certainly now there's at least sort of two and a half sitting around now watching the end of this game. So that's a pretty good sign to start with.
Jan gets the first 2 points as China come back with it now. 59 plays, 34 as the shot that time by Nan. And as I said, Nan before was low for the game. She gets the next score. Almost a backcourt violation as Chung gets it off to Wei Chang into the corner for Sun. Sun's shot doesn't fall. A three-point attempt from the left-hand corner, and China will come back. Chen Nan, what skills, just drove like a point guard through the paint, and she's up to 10 points for the game now, racking them up here. 63 plays 34,
29 point lead.
Game. Sheng goes to Sun. Sun working around the perimeter now, drives in, and the layup won't go. Miao gets the ball immediately off to Guang. Guang now over the top, giving it to Li Ji. Li Ji inside, eventually through Guang to Chen Nan. Chen Nan can't get it to drop, and Wei Chang comes back with the ball, working her way forward. Wei Chang gives it to Humai. Humai has got Cao putting up a screen for Sun. Goes back to Chang then. Chang has to put up the shot. Gets the ball inside. Sorry, to Cao. And Cao puts up the shot. And it will be
China pushing it up the floor now. We've got Jia Guang got the ball now over to Ji Li. Just pushes it wide. China just working through their set. They're just getting into the key way too easy there. We saw Zhao Li put up the shot. We got a foul on the back of the head.
So the foul going on Chen Nan?
Sun.
No. On Sun. So take a moment as Chen Nan goes to the line. As first shot is good. Chen Nan, well, she's accelerating here after halftime. I think she only had, 4 points or 6 points, Simon? Second shot doesn't fall.
4 points. So
4 points, yeah.
Decided it's time to put a few on the floor and get out there and get a numbers up.
All right, Wei Chen now bringing the ball up to Humai. Humai goes off to Cao. Cao into the paint. Falls in and out. Unlucky there. As Guang gains it back for China. China then looking to move it inside. Chen Nan going back to Guang, who's setting up at the point. Right side this time to Wei over the top to Li Ji. Li Ji back to Zhao Li. Zhao Li puts up the shot. It doesn't fall, but a whistle on the play.
We're going to the line.
Yep. Just have to wonder how that call on Cao was called up, because I couldn't see it there for mine, Simon.
No, at this point in the game, they've sort of picked the wrong time to start calling the soft stuff, but anyway.
You get that.
Jali with the first free throw.
As
knocks down both free throws, so now we've got China out 30 in front, 66-36.
A 30-point ball game, as you said, Simon. As a bounce pass will go in over the top, in fact, to Chu Yin. Chu Yin going around, getting it to Sun, back to Chu Yin, back to Sun for three, rattles off the iron, and Wei will come up with it. Wei brings the ball down the floor to Jung, then goes across that time to Huma, to Gron gets it back after, after she goes back. Then Leisha, turnaround jump shot. Leisha can't make it. And
Chen Sai will pick up that. That'll be her fourth personal.
So it's been a tough battle tonight as Liu comes back in. Liu on 7 points. Interesting. It will be sitting down Wing Chung and also Chiao. Also sitting down, so they're taking two of their biggest players off the court, trying to perhaps get a bit more mobile, but they really haven't had an inside game right throughout the night.
They're really running out of options now, looking to basically double their score to get back into the game, and with only 2 minutes left in this quarter, I think the gate has shut.
All right, well, we'll wait now for the inbound pass from Liu, 68, plays 36 as Humai gets it to Liu. Liu down into the corner now, finds Chu Wen. Chu Wen's kick across the court didn't work well, but Chinese Taipei, bodies all over the ground here as still China having trouble getting it out of the backcourt. Will it run over the baseline? Chinese Taipei picks it up, kicks it back.
Ooh.
Oh, a shot. That was a pretty rough shot on Chu Wen. Puts up the shot again. It won't fall. 1 minute, 21 seconds left to go in the third term here. As over the top, the pass going from Leisha back into the corner. Lu Julian, land, shot doesn't fall. And it'll be Sun at the other end. 18-foot, big jump shot there, didn't fall. And Leisha comes back with it. Over Guan. Guan giving it off immediately to Lu Julian. Turnover again, and Sun wasn't expecting it. Hits her in the side. Sun pull-up jump shot on
there
the left-hand side. And finally, a score after a number of transitions backwards and forwards. It's 68. Plays 36 with 39 seconds left to go in the third term as they work around the perimeter. Guan puts up a big three-point attempt, doesn't fall. Wei comes back up with it. Wei goes left side to Guan. Guan inside going after Leisha again. This time Humai will pick up her fourth personal foul. Humai will pick up her fourth personal foul. So that's trouble for her. And Humai Lin, well, they'll need her through. Lorraine Landon going to join us at three-quarter time. It's good to see Lorraine back in the nation's capital. And the first shot has eventually rattled in for Leisha as the second shot on its way now. Rattles around, doesn't fall. Rebound is taken that time by Li of Chinese Taipei. Gives it off to Liu. Back to Li now as it works over to the left-hand wing. Sun setting up. Goes back to Li at the point. Li, one of the tallest players out there for Chinese Taipei, running point guard at the moment. Works across the screen, but Leisha gets in on the pass. Cuts out the pass from Li, and it'll be down the other end. As on the buzzer, it is Wei who gets her fourth point for the game. It is 71, plays 38 at three-quarter time, as we are joined by, Lorraine Landon, General Manager of Basketball Australia. And it's a fantastic crowd already rolling in here. What has been a great championship, or tournament, I should say, the Prize Attack Opals World Challenge.
It is. It's. I think we've still got a few more people to come in. We're expecting a crowd of about 3,500, and which will be great for the much-anticipated USA versus Price Attack Opals.
Yes, the Price Attack Opals are having a good run in this series. Only the one loss so far to the USA, where they can turn it around tonight. And, of course, this is really Lauren's home court for world basketball and, of course, for Price Attack WNBL basketball. And, well, we hope to see her make a few cameos whilst she's got her Korean contract. But it is something that Lauren has been able to draw a lot of attention to Australian basketball generally.
Well, I think that's the credit to the player. Lauren is one of the world's best, if not the best. And I think she loves playing for Australia. She loves playing in front of her home crowd. She's made no secret of the fact that she loves Canberra and the Capitals, and winning the championship this year, I think, was fantastic in her, maybe her last game for a couple of years at least. But I think the Opals World Challenge, two games up in Cairns and three here, have been fantastic for our preparation for the World Championships. And hopefully we can build on what we've done in the previous four games for tonight's games, which we're going out to win.
Busy year, another fantastic, hugely successful Price Attack WNBL season. Straight into a Commonwealth Games tournament, which I guess having this tournament now straight off the back of the Commonwealth Games was probably a very strategic move by yourself, because winning by 100 and 150 points doesn't really indicate where Australian basketball is.
You're exactly right. And a year ago now, when we looked at planning how we were going to cope in 2006 with the WNBA not finishing until mid or early September, was going to make our life very challenging in getting our team on the court. So we were very committed to the Commonwealth Games and to the gold medal, which the team won. But this is really a very important phase. It's phase two of our program, and I think it's given us what we were looking for.
It has indeed, as we see Taipei, who are playing a really entertaining brand of basketball and gave everyone a great thrill last night when they led for so long against the USA. They have not been disgraced in any measure in any of the games they've played, even considering their position in the world rankings up against, three top 10 teams and, of course, two top three teams in this tournament.
That's exactly right. But I think Chinese Taipei have qualified for the World Championships. They were number three in the Asian Championships. And I think that they are one of the emerging powers in Asia. And they've got a young team, exciting team, and I think they will take a lot away from this tournament.
Yeah, and interesting, speaking to Terry, their coach, who has been a pleasure to actually deal with, as she has been saying how they just really struggle with some talls. Their one tallest player has got a few injuries at the moment, so they had to leave her at home. And, well, it's been an opportunity that they've relished, but they would like to have a few more talls in that team.
Well, I can understand that. Australia was probably had struggled with that for many years until Lauren and Susie Bakovic came along, and Jenny Whittle, of course. And we're blessed. I think we've got a very exciting young group coming forward, the next Gems group for 07 World Championships. So I think we're looking good. But at the present moment, getting a win tonight's what it's about.
Yes, as Li Ji has just knocked down another two. Li Ji has been absolutely fantastic tonight and right throughout the tournament as well. There's a lot of talent that Tom Ma has to choose from, even though he says, well, I've only got a team that are average age 22 and they're all too young.
I think what Tom forgets to talk about is I think Miao's a little bit older than that, but I think the exciting thing about what China is doing is that they're putting together a program that is very different from how they've played before, westernized in how they play the game. And that's exciting for Asia, because I think that will also help the other regions in Asia, which of course is good for Australia and New Zealand, because we suffer a little bit from lack of competition in the Southern Hemisphere, so it's good.
Well, I was saying it was good to see Chinese Taipei out here as Liu makes the two free throws, so we're 74-43, because I've had the feeling that we've been promoting New Zealand basketball a little bit too much, and you don't want to bring the direct competition too far up. Of course, you take a world view, Lorraine.
I do. I do take a world view, and because I don't think any of us should be frightened of competition. That'll bring out the best in us. We have to travel a long way to get competition. So if we can get New Zealand stronger, they are in the men, not in the women. But China is one of our closer competitors, and if we can get Korea and Chinese Taipei and Japan, then I think it augurs well for us to have many more tournaments in this part of the world. It's much better travelling 10 hours than 30 hours, I can assure you.
That's it. Li Ji getting her first personal foul as Chinese Taipei continue to battle on here, missing the cut at the baseline that time. Chu Wen just has been a little bit out of sorts tonight, and unfortunately for Chinese Taipei, just not enough contributors at the highest level. Perhaps they played their grand final last night, and it would be pretty tough coming off a game, because Terry said to me she just wanted to keep the margin under 100 points. And tonight, talking to her, to keep the team of the USA under 100 points was a huge feat.
Yeah. Well, they have to set themselves those sorts of goals as to where they are at the moment, because that's a realistic goal. And I think if they can build on that, they've got some good athletes. They're aggressive. They probably lack the skills of the other three teams here, but they'll take a lot away from this tournament, and hopefully they can get some other games prior to Brazil, so that they can maximise this, what they've learned from this.
Miao making a three-point attempt from the left-hand side was a strong shot. I don't know how much time you've got to spend with us, but you're more than welcome to stay as long as you like, Lorraine. And so the turnover at the other end, well, it came off the foot of one of the Chinese girls, and it was over the baseline. So Lan bringing the ball in for Chinese Taipei, goes long to Chang. Chang, pull-up jump shot from the free throw line is good. And Chan goes to my score sheet, 13 points for the game, as Li Xi goes over the top to Li Xia. Li Xia's shot is short, just on the corner. I know it's funny, because we're still getting used to the smaller ball in the Price Attack WNBL, and of course the Molten, we call it the Diet Coke can here in Canberra, but it's a great looking ball. And the Molten ball, of course, occasionally now we've gone for the smaller ball, seems to get stuck in the side of the ring and the backboard a bit more. And
yeah.
People say, oh, the ball must be flat, but I think we just don't remember that this ball's a little bit smaller.
It's
than
a little
this.
Bit smaller. Yeah. Talking about a ball, I'm hoping that maybe we might see Candace Parker get out on a break tonight, maybe dunk the ball. She's been known to dunk it in the States, and I think it would be great for the crowd to see a female here dunk the Molten ball.
Yeah, well, it'll be something that we can certainly take back to Molten with when that photo comes in. Chen Nan, sorry, that wasn't Chen Nan, that was Dan, who's up to 11 points now for the game, making the shot. 77 plays 49, it's a 26-point ball game at the moment, and a timeout being called. So, fascinating to see this USA side. They've got such a pool to draw on. You see number one, number two draft pick from the week before coming to play out here. You've got Tina Thompson coming back from having her Maybe. Child. And then, you know, just so many players of such a high standard. They could probably fill five or six teams on this quality.
Well, they could, and I think we have to keep in perspective that, you know, it's a population of 270 million as against Australia's population, so they're naturally going to have a big pool to select from, but they do have great athletes. They have a great system, the NCAA system, and of course their WNBA, but a lot of their players still go off to Europe and play there. So I think it's exciting to see some new faces. I mean, we've seen the same on both teams for a couple of years now. I think we're seeing some new ones.
Well, when we talk about the juniors coming up through, of course, everyone was waiting on the signing here in Australia of Rene Camino. And, well, going up north is a very interesting signing, getting away as far as possible from the family.
I don't know that she's done that
deliberately.
Specifically, yeah. But look, she'll be good for Townsville. She's a great player, and it's been sad that we haven't had her for this last season. But she's training very well. She's on track, and I think we're looking forward to her being on the Opal squad as well, and hopefully she can get back to where she was before, and vie for selection for the World Championships.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting. Li Xi just cutting to the basket there. Little flick pass out the back to Chen Nan. The ball didn't fall, and it will be Chinese Taipei to bring it back in through Lan and Liu. Liu doing again the point guard work when she still had a few other choices out there. Goes to Chang. Chang's jump shot. Chen Nan is going to be called for the foul. I make that her first in the Chinese side, and it will send Chang to the line, and I think she'll get to shoot three.
Yeah, well, Chang's been a quality player. She's we'll probably see her in the All-Star 5 announced at the end of the game tonight. She's played very well, and I think made a lot of people sit up and take notice of her.
We were talking here on the first game when Chinese Taipei were playing Australia, as Chang makes both, and that has been a real disappointment for the Chinese Taipei side tonight. And last night was how many free throws they missed, but Chang making them there. But yes, when Coach Graf saw Chinese Taipei going up against Australia, she thought, well, perhaps there's a potential capital in that number six jersey for Chinese Taipei, because she had plenty of fire in the belly and was certainly going hard at it.
Well, she's exciting, and I think she's, I'm not quite sure of how old she is, but I don't think she's very old. And so she's still got a lot to learn, but she plays the game hard and looks like she's enjoying it as well.
She is indeed. Zhao comes back in now for Miao, and it will be Chinese Taipei from the baseline as Lan goes in now to Liu Liu, going inside further and into the paint. It is Chu Wen who gets, by my stats, the first points for the game. 77 plays 53. As well, also an interesting turnout. A lot of very recognizable faces from both men's and women's basketball coming out here to enjoy this tournament as well.
Well, I think we don't see a lot of international basketball, unfortunately, because of the distance from the rest of the world. But so I think last night we had Lindsay Gaze here, and I think that just shows the respect that somebody like Lindsay gives to the top two teams in the world.
Li Ji makes a big three-pointer from the right-hand wing, and it extends the lead, 80 points to 53, as Chinese Taipei through Liu drives into the left elbow, then down low. Chi Wen with a nice little reverse layup. She moves to 4 points for the game. And Ray Tomlinson, well, you'd have to say he is the ABA's recruiting star, picking up Lauren Jackson for a game at Albury Rodonga. But if you're going to get Lauren for a game, it'd probably be an Albury team that gets her.
Oh, I think so, particularly the first one of the season.
Lou,
you've got to hand it to Lauren. I think she's great for our sport, and for her to go back and play in her hometown, I know it meant a lot to her, and certainly to the community of Albury that she would do that.
Mm. As Lan goes for a long-range three-point attempt, it's rebounded that time by Zhao Ni, and Zhao Ni will give it off to Guan. Guan going to Chen Nan, as out at the point. Goes to Guan for three, rattled out, and the rebound's taken by Chu Wen. Chu Wen kicks it on immediately to Hu Mai. Hu Mai's also been a great player for Chinese Taipei throughout the tournament. Lan picks up the ball now.
Starting to see a little bit of feeling creep into the game as we get to the last 4.5 minutes.
You know, no love lost between the two countries as Chang puts up the shot, rattles in and out, and Zhao comes up with the rebound, gives it off to Guan. Guan immediately brings it down the right wing over that time through Zhao over to Li Ji. Li Ji goes back to Zhao. Zhao, just gives it off immediately to Zhao Ni, who got mugged. No call, because it goes across to Li Ji, and she knocks down another three. She's two threes from two in the last two possessions she's had in shooting positions. Chang gives the ball off to Hu Mai. Hu Mai goes back to Li. Li at the point. Bounce pass into Chang, a little bit too hot for her, and it's across the baseline. Of course, the Gems getting set for their world championships as well, and a lot of girls still staying in the ARS program for that.
That's right, and we've also just announced Gary Fox as the head coach of the Sapphires, and that'll be another exciting team that we'll see there. Obviously, the Gems from 2005, so Renee will lead that team with Kathleen McLeod and Jenna Hayes. So we're hoping that they can get a little bit more experience, play at the world level, qualify by beating New Zealand in August in New Zealand, and then they will go to Guatemala, which is a bit of an exotic place to have a world championship.
I guess the other thing this year, and I don't think I've talked about it before with you, is the change to the singlets in the Price Attack WNBL, but the Price Attack Opal's still wearing the bodysuit. And one thing that does highlight is the amount of work the girls have been doing in the gyms and everything when they go back to the bodysuits, because you don't quite appreciate that in the singlets, but certainly as a traditionalist, most people have loved to see them back in the singlets. And as a marketing area, a bodysuit at $100 and something to create, and a singlet about $40 or $50, it does give you a whole bunch more potential there.
Well, you're totally right, and I think it was a good move for the WNBL. The Opals, because it is an international program and the bodysuit's been pretty synonymous internationally for the Opals, I think we have a bit of an edge when the girls look so good, the athletes look so good in those suits. It's a little intimidating to the opposition. And a number of the athletes tell me that they have a bit of trouble, the opposition has a bit of trouble hanging on to their bodysuits, whereas with a singlet, it's easy to grab it. So a couple of positives there. I know a couple of the Opals would like to maybe get back into singlets, but certainly for the next year we'll be in bodysuits.
Okay. With Zhao Yung making two big plays, putting in a basket herself and then making the steal, that gets converted. 87 plays, 55 with 3 minutes to go. And, well, once again, yeah, it's a marketing thing, and the Price Attack Opals certainly stand out in amongst a group of different teams.
Yes, they do, and I think I think we will this year with the Price Attack WNBL, it was the first year back into the singlets and shorts, and I think we've got a little bit of work to do there to make some improvements. But all in all, they look pretty good, and I think the girls enjoyed wearing them.
It has been one of the things. Do you call the bodysuits a gimmick, or do you call them an advantage? Obviously, different people have the different way of looking at it, but it did.
Depends on what sex you are, I think.
But it did create what Basketball Australia wanted to create, and that was a lot of talk about women's basketball. Doesn't matter what they're talking about, as long as it's making the papers.
Absolutely.
And people are looking at it.
And I think the other thing at the time, we needed a point of difference from the game. The game had introduced during the 90s the baggy uniform, and that was very unfeminine. And so the introduction of the bodysuits gave us that point of difference, and allowed the girls to actually showcase their athleticism, which I think can only be good for the game.
Zhao Yung making another big play, getting another 2 points on a fast break. Ball goes inside. Hook shot is good from Chen Wen as he moves to 6 points. 89 plays, 57. Certainly Chinese Taipei fighting it out, as has been their way throughout the Price Attack Opals World Challenge. 2 minutes 19 left to go, and we're joined by Lorraine Landon, General Manager of Basketball Australia. Zhao Yung goes left side to Li Ji. Li Ji off to Zhao. Zhao going inside to Zhao Li. Zhao Li almost mugged there, but Zhao Yung puts up a three-point attempt, hits the front of the iron, and Wei Chan comes up to the race. Zhao Yung trying to get onto her. Wei Chan had a great quick turn there that drew Li Ji into the foul as she just bumped through her. And Wei Chan will go to the line. One thing that both these teams are is extremely quick up and down the floor. And that period there before, I think it was three-quarter time, where no baskets were being scored, but about 15 pair of hands were getting the ball each time, running back and forth. It was
the
fantastic.
Was hectic,
yes.
Yeah, and certainly. And I think the other thing to make a comment on Chinese Taipei, they haven't given up. You know, whilst they've found themselves a little bit outplayed in some areas of the game, they certainly don't give up. They give 100%, which I think is something that they can work on.
Li Ji going down the left lane has got Hu Mai on her, I think, fifth personal foul. So she will sit down now. And Hu Mai fouled out of the game. We'll bring Li back into the game now for Chinese Taipei. 1 minute, 49 seconds. And Hu Mai sat on three fouls for a long time and was out there not getting too many fouls. But just late in this game, she's copped a couple, and that sits her down. Ball going inside quickly, gets on to Zhao Ni. Zhao Ni just couldn't control the rebound when her shot didn't fall, and it's over the baseline in China. Chinese Taipei will get it back. Chang now trying to drive down the right lane. Shot doesn't fall and rebounded by Zhao Li. Zhao Li came out of the blocks very quick early in the game. Zhao Yung gets the pass from her at the half court, then goes into Zhao Ni. Zhao Ni's layup hits the underside of the iron and bounces over the baseline. So no score. It is 89 plays, 59. 1 minute and 24 seconds left to go in this game. And then, of course, USA versus Australia. Can't
wait for that one.
You've been looking forward to that one, Nurse, and the crowd's still rolling in here. Fantastic. I know Coach Graff was really wanting to get the 5,000 in here, but, well, she's certainly done a great job for BA in the last few weeks, talking up as Zhao Yung goes again with a hard drive at the basket. And certainly the leading point guard for China has been out of sorts, certainly in Canberra, but starting to come good now.
She is, yeah. Just talking about Carrie Graff, I think Carrie's one of the great contributors to basketball, but particularly women's basketball. And I think you guys here in Canberra are very lucky to have such a great ambassador. And we're lucky to have her back in Australia. And it's fantastic that she signed a longer-term contract with the Capitals. And we look forward to working with her again.
Well, we did joke that Kerry had to get rid of Lauren so there was enough money to keep her. But
one way of putting it, isn't it?
That's right.
You know, she's a great acquisition for the game, and Basketball Australia is hoping we can do some more things with Kerry in the next couple of years. And we intend to have the Opals World Challenge here in 2008. So hopefully we can bring back another three star-studded teams, maybe a European team, so that will be exciting.
Wee Chung just showing how athletic these girls are, with a great launch and then reverse layup at the end of it. Fantastic play. 11 seconds left, 91 play, 61, and Li Ji, she gave up the ball that time. At halftime, she carried it all the way. Zhao Ni puts the shot up, goes to Zhao Li, but Zhao Li can't get the shot to fall either. On the shot clock, the buzzer went. I think some of the girls actually stopped thinking that was the end of the game. But at full time, China has defeated the Chinese Taipei side 91-61. And I guess it's a coup just to get China and Chinese Taipei into the same tournament, considering their political differences.
Yes, no, that's right. And both teams have played really, really good, respected the fact that whilst their countries may have differences, they're on the sporting field, and they've both played with a lot of respect for each other, which is good.
Well, Lorraine, a pleasure to have you with us on sportradio.com.au, and we look forward to what will be a fantastic game. We'll let you enjoy it with a multitude of VIPs that you have to also entertain.
Okay, thank you.
Lorraine Landon joining us here as China once again took the victory over Chinese Taipei, 91-61. Mark Aston will be along now to wrap up what was a very interesting game. And
yes, thanks, Craig. An interesting game, a good description there, as we had a very tight first quarter. Second quarter, China got away with it and continued through the third quarter. The fourth quarter actually produced probably some of the best competition between the two teams, as Taipei actually started to close down the gap, got it down to about 24 points at one stage, but then a couple of threes from the Chinese from outside just opened it up again, and bang, away they went to end up winning 91-61. So a good solid victory. China, obviously Tom Maher will be happy with that, with getting a good 30-point victory. There were probably some moments that he won't be happy with, but then again, I don't think he's ever going to
be
totally happy.
It wouldn't be Tom if he was happy with an entire game. I think that would be a very, very special occasion.
Yeah, the Chinese Taipei side, actually, at the end of the game, after they'd shaken hands, went over to the crowd. They've had a very vocal section over opposite us who were cheering and cheering and cheering. And as we said, very, very vocal. Well, they went over and bowed to them and gave some recognition, which was very nice for the entertainment I think the crowd was providing as well.
They certainly never gave up during the whole game. We could hear them pretty much right until the final buzzer. They were giving their all for their team, so it's good to see. Hopefully that's exactly what will happen here tonight for the Opals. Is as we're filling up, we're probably up over the 3,000 mark by now. It's looking pretty full here.
So, you know, looking a little bit hard to pick because there are plenty of people walking around in the upper reaches right now. We've still got about 20 minutes till the
getting
game starts.
Till
everyone needs to, yeah, got to get your supplies, got to get ready for it. Actually, the group from the that was supporting the Chinese Taipei side have all now got Australian flags.
All right.
I guess we know who they're going to be cheering for in the big game in 20 minutes.
Well, they've certainly been the most vocal group we've had around these two nights, so it's good that we've got them on our side.
Indeed we have. Well, the first game here in the Opals World Challenge tonight, it's China 91, Chinese Taipei 61.